100.7 WHUD. Monday afternoon, Tom Fursey with your new music preview that is also going to be available on our podcast through WHUD.com. And for a change of pace, today's new music preview features the artist that we're previewing. The first single from Francesca Begay's live album was just released, and Francesca and I go back a long time, a very long time. I've known Francesca for like ever, and Francesca, thank you so much for calling and saying hi.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
Oh, you're so welcome. How's everything going? How are you and Ben and James? You said James is in college already? How can that be?
Yes, James is in college. He's about to graduate.
Wow.
So he really found a fabulous program. It's so great, and it's just been great for him. And Ben is awesome. He actually just had shoulder surgery, but he's starting to make some music too.
Oh, good.
So that's very exciting.
Good. Well, you know, whenever he would make new music, he'd try to come up and see me, but the car would break down. He still had that old car, remember?
The Citroen.
Yes.
The Citroen.
Every time he would try to come up, I'd get a call like, Tom, I'm sorry, but the car didn't quite make it.
Oh, no.
I know he doesn't have it anymore, but I love those stories.
I know. They were fabulous cars. The Citroen.
Oh,
yeah. And he wrote a song about it, too, which
was
hilarious.
I remember. All right, enough about him. We're going to talk about you because you have a live album coming out with some of your, like Francesca's greatest hits, almost.
Yes. Well, yeah, the first single is Trust in Me, which is, that was actually the first time I performed it since, I think, you know, way back when it first came out, and it was on my first album. And I toured with it, you know, it was part of the set.
Mm-hmm.
But this band, you know, this band I put together of just, like, star players.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
I know. And that's why, you know, I just decided I wanted to start making some music, and I just wanted to start putting stuff out there. And so I filmed and recorded all these performances, and started just putting out videos. And as I was listening to it, I was like, this sounds like an album. I'm going to make an album out of this.
Why not?
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing that. Why not you?
Exactly. And I just said, okay. You know, and down the rabbit hole I went, and then COVID hit. But it kept me busy.
Right.
You know, because there's 14 songs on the album. And, you know, it was a lot of work, and it took a long time. You know, there were long breaks because everybody was remote and things happened, you know.
Sure.
But it kept me busy.
Well, speaking of that all-star band, they are so good. And when I saw you at the Town Crier Cafe, it was about 2 years ago before COVID hit. And
yeah.
I just was in awe. I'm like, oh, my gosh, these people are all so good. And you sounded great. And then all the songs, it just worked beautifully. So
it really did.
Now, Trust in Me is the song that appeared on the Bodyguard soundtrack, recorded by Joe Cocker.
Yeah. I wrote the song with my co-writer, Mark Swirsky, and he was friends with Charlie Midnight, who was producing Joe Cocker's Unchain My Heart album, and this was back in 1986, 87, the album came out in 87, and Charlie loved the song, and he brought it to Joe and his people, and then Charlie polished it up, and it ended up going on that album. And because I had that cut, that got me a publishing deal with SBK Publishing. It was CBS Songs that became SBK Publishing, which then also became a record company, and I ended up getting signed to the record company and got a fabulous support from Charles Koppelman, who was the head of the company, and they really gave me a great promotion.
Oh, yes.
For my album.
And a fun little show at the Bottom Line where I first met you way back when.
Yes.
We're avoiding the years, but it was way back when. The song, Trust in Me, was on the Bodyguard soundtrack, and of course that just sold a couple of million copies. So
yeah, it was just one of those things, and nobody even really knew it was happening because it just kind of happened behind the scenes. And the story is that Kevin Costner, being a huge Joe Cocker fan, wanted a Joe Cocker song in the movie and on the album, and it just so happened that Trust in Me had the right title. I really think that's how it happened. because the publishing company, I don't think, was really aware. It was my friend Dusty read about it in Billboard and called me and told me about it.
Wow.
And then the text started arriving.
That's always a nice little surprise.
It is. It is. It was it was fabulous. It was. And, you know, it's just one of those lucky things. Anyway, so that's how it happened. And we did another show at the Town Crier. And I think the one you were at, we filmed and recorded that. I just decided to film and record everything.
Well, good.
Yeah, and that added a lot of extra, you know, agita to the whole thing. But thank God, I got all this fabulous stuff. You know, we just said, okay, let's just do Trust in Me. Why not? Let's do it. And it just came out awesome because of these players.
Yes.
These are the guys, you hire this band, this type of a band to, you know, you don't even rehearse with them. You just bring them in the studio and make the album. That's how good they are. And Jerry Murata is really key.
Oh, he
to that.
Is awesome. Oh, so good. Oh.
All right. So, unbelievable.
When does the entire album come out? I know it's going to be released at some point in some way, so.
The album should be out. We have a tentative date of May 20th.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Right now we're going to listen to the first single from Francesca Begay's live album that's coming out. This is Trust in Me on 100.7 WHUD. Thank you so much, Francesca, for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much, Tom.